You're listening to a podcast from Victory. Enduring joy comes from the surpassing worth of pursuing Christ. Let's learn more about this in week three of our series, Joyful.
Hello everyone, welcome to our Sunday service. Alam niyo po, ang ating online service has served us and really help us stay connected with the Lord and with one another as a church for almost a year now. So mag-anniversary na po tayo sa ating pong online worship service. And alam niyo po, talagang nakatulong po sa atin itong service natin online. Now, also we have resumed our on-site worship services. Alam niyo po, apat na services na po tayo dito mismo sa Robinson's Metro East. And we do encourage you, if you are 18 years old to 65 years old, join us in our on-site services so that we can see physically each other, and ini-encourage po tayo na gawin to dahil that is how God has designed us to be. Today is our third week of our Joyful series. Now, before we study God's Word, I would like us to commit this time in prayer to the Lord. Let's pray. Lord, marami pong salamat for this privilege, this opportunity to study your word. Thank you that, Lord, to rejoice is a way for us to live this Christian life. And I pray, Holy Spirit, that you steer in our heart that joy that comes from you. We commit this time. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let me read in Philippians chapter 3, verse 1. And we will be going all the way to verse 14. Finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you is no trouble to me and is safe for you. Now, we all know at the start of our series, Joyful, we are looking at the book of Philippians. It was written by the Apostle Paul when he was in prison. And the theme of this book of Philippians is all about joy. And Paul said in verse 1 of Philippians 3, finally, brothers, he was not concluding his letter, but he was saying furthermore to rejoice in the Lord. He was writing to the church in Philippi to encourage them and instruct them to rejoice in the Lord. Alam niyo po, in this quarantine that we are in for almost a year now, may mga bagay-bagay po tayo kung saan we were able to find joy. We found joy, maybe for some of us, sa mga ube pandesal. We found joy sa mga K-drama. We found joy through online selling, online shopping. We found joy because we have more time spent with our loved ones at home. But here, the Apostle Paul was talking about joy in the Lord. The joy in the Lord that he was telling here is to delight in the grace of God. Yan po yung sinasabi po ni Paul, no? To delight in the grace of God. In other words, joy in the Lord is all about the grace of God. It's all about the goodness of God in our lives. And hindi lang po ito minsan na kailangan po natin mag-rejoice, but it really means it's a lifestyle. It's a pattern that we need to live by sa buhay po natin. And alam niyo po, we are living on essentials, right? There are important things that we live every day. Ngayon po, pandemic, no? Napaka-importante po yung essential na alcohol, di ba? Para mas-sanitize po yung ating mga kamay. And these are one of the essentials. And the same way, to rejoice in the Lord is essential to the Christian life. Yan. In fact, Paul said in the second part of verse 1, to write the same things to you is no trouble to me and is safe for you. So si Paul, hindi po siya nagsasawa na sabihin na mag-rejoice sa Panginoon ang mga Christians dahil sabi niya, it's safe. It's for our good. Alam niyo po, even our Department of Health, di mo ba? Hindi po sila nagsasawa na sabihin sa atin, kayo ay mag-face mask, mag-face shield, mag-physical distancing. Why? Because it's for our safety. It's for our good. Now, there are groups of people during the time of Paul, sila po yung mga killjoy. Sila yung mga joy stealers. And Paul said that in Philippians 3 verse 2. He said, look out for the dogs. Look out for the evildoers. Look out for those who mutilate the flesh. In the Amplified Classic, it specifically tells us and identify to us who are this group of people. Itong dogs, no? These are the legalists, the Judaizers. Yan. And ito po mga Judaizers na ito, during the time of Paul, pinipilit po nila na ituro yung pong kahalagahan ng circumcision, yung human effort para maligtas sa kasalanan, para maging matuwid sa Diyos. Kailangan daw may gawin tayo para tayo ay maligtas sa kasalanan. Kailangan nang mag-effort para maligtas sa kasalanan at maging matuwid sa Diyos. Alam niyo po, pinagmamalaki po ng mga Judaizers na ito, ito yung mga joy stealers na group, na faith plus human effort equals salvation. Faith plus human effort equals righteousness. Yan po yung kanilang ipinagmamalaki. Yan po yung kanilang kagalakan. It's just like telling somebody, okay, manampalataya ka kay Jesus, but be a good person as well. Okay, wala kang tatapakan na kapwa mo. Masisave ka sa kasalanan mo. It's just like saying, okay, manampalataya ka kay Jesus. At the same time, be religious in reading your Bible cover to cover in 1 year. Or pray 3 times a day, plus have faith in Christ, you will be saved from your sins. You will be righteous. You know, Paul said, yung verse 4 sa Philippians 3, sabi niya, kung iyan ang basehan para maligtas sa kasalanan at maging matuwid sa Diyos, alam mo po, sabi po ni Paul, mas lamang ako sa kanila. Mas lamang ako sa mga Judaizers na yan, sabi ni Paul. Because Paul said in the second part of verse 4 all the way to verse 6, sabi niya, if anyone else thinks he has reason for confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the 8th day, of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee, as to zeal, a persecutor of the church, as to righteousness under the law, blameless. Wow! Si Paul, ipinakita po niya yung kanyang credentials, yung kanyang track record, who he was, ano yung kanyang family background, no? Sabi ni Paul, kung ang pamantayan ng pagiging matuwid sa Diyos ay human effort o accomplishment or achievements, ako yun. Ako yung standard. Okay? Sino po dito sa atin hahamon kay Paul? Will you challenge Paul? You know, but as you read along the letter of Paul in the chapter 3 of Philippians, something changed in the life of Paul. Because it says in verse 7, but whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Whatever gain, kung napakinabangan ko, nakamtan ko ang lahat ng mga achievements na iyan, sabi ni Paul, wala na yung halaga ngayon sa akin, okay? Dahil kay Kristo. In fact, in the second part of verse 8, sabi po ni Paul dito, for His sake I have suffered the loss of all things and count them rubbish in order that I may gain Christ. These two verses, verse 7 and verse 8, tells us that Paul found a new joy. Bagong kagalakan. Ano yung kagalakan na yan? Paul said in verse 7, for the sake of Christ, dahil kay Kristo, sa verse 8, to gain Christ, makamtam lang si Kristo. So Paul found joy in Christ. The question is this, what made Paul joyful in Christ? What made Paul be joyful in Christ? Verse 9 gives us the answer to that question, because Paul said in that letter of Philippians 3, and be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith. So we can clearly see the answer that Paul rejoiced in the Lord. Why? Because he had a revelation of the truth. And what is that truth? that righteousness is from God through faith in Christ. I remember in history, way back maybe about 200 BC or before Christ, there is this scientist by the name of Archimedes. And he was known with this principle, the Archimedes principle. Alam niyo po, si Archimedes, he was regarded as one of the greatest scientists of all time. And he made a remarkable discovery during a time wherein he was taking a bath. Siya po ay naliligo sa bathtub, no? When nakaroon po siya ng revelation, nakaroon ng light bulb moment, and out of that excitement ng kanya pong naisip, talagang he went out of his house, he was shouting this word. Ano yung word na sinasabi niya? Eureka! Eureka! You know what that it means? It means I have found it. You know, Archimedes was able to find, okay, the discovery during the time about density, about mass. Okay, he had this eureka moment. He had a revelation, and Paul had a eureka moment, if you will. He had a revelation of the truth that the righteousness of God, okay, depends on faith. So we can see here that the righteousness from God that is through faith in Christ enables us to rejoice in the Lord. The righteousness from God that is through faith in Christ enables us to rejoice in the Lord. Yung pong katuwiran ng Diyos sa pamamagitan po ng pananampalataya, yun po yung nagbigay ng pagpapahalaga kay Paul higit sa kanya pong mga ginawa sa buhay. And that made him rejoice in the Lord. You might be asking this question, or you might be saying this statement, Pastor, alam mo ang hirap mag-rejoice sa Panginoon, lalong-lalo na ngayon, pandemya. Alam niyo po, yung essence po ng rejoicing na pinag-uusapan po natin ngayon, it may be hard, okay? It may be hard to rejoice in the Lord. But I would like to let you know that we have the Holy Spirit. Hindi po natin kailangan mag-effort para mag-rejoice, because to rejoice in the Lord is the work of the Holy Spirit. It's the fruit of the Spirit in our life. That's why, alam niyo po, as we focus on the goodness of God, as we focus on His righteousness, as we focus on His saving grace, hopefully we magnify who God is, and therefore we can rejoice. We can rejoice and delight in the Lord. Yung pong ating kaligtasan sa kasalanan, yung ating pagiging matuwid sa Diyos, we do not deserve any of this. But because of His goodness, because of His love for us, His saving grace toward us, we can now rejoice in the Lord. That's why my prayer for all of us here in this worship service is that let the Holy Spirit quicken our hearts, quicken our understanding, and let the Holy Spirit give us a fresh revelation of the truth of His righteousness in our lives, so that we can rejoice in a fresh and a new way today. Amen? Alam niyo, si Paul, hindi lang po siya nag-rejoice sa Panginoon one time, big time. Natutunan po ni Paul na mag-rejoice sa Panginoon as a way of life, his life. So this in this worship service, I would like us to learn through the life of Paul two life-changing statements of rejoicing in the Lord. And we can find that first in Philippians 3:7. But whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. I like what ang salita ng Diyos Biblia says, pinapahalagahan ko noon ang lahat ng ito, pero ngayon, itinuturing ko na itong walang halaga dahil kay Kristo. Nagkaroon po ng shift sa pagpapahalaga ni Paul sa kanyang buhay. Okay? Noon, ang kanya lang pong pinapahalagahan, ang kanya pong pansarili lamang. Pero ngayon, kay Kristo na ang kanyang pinapahalagahan. So the first life-changing statement of rejoicing in the Lord is this. We rejoice in the Lord as we value Him the most. Si Paul, siya po ay patuloy na nagagalak sa Panginoon dahil na-realize po niya na si Lord ang pinakamahalaga sa buhay niya. Hindi yung kanyang accomplishment, hindi yung kanyang family background, hindi yung kanyang financial status, hindi yung kanyang posisyon sa religious circle. So the same way with us, I hope that we value the Lord the most in our life. He is the most important in our lives. Okay, hindi po yung ating pong mga gadgets, hindi po yung mga ating pinapanood ang pinakamahalaga sa buhay po natin. But let the Lord be the most important person in our life, and it should propel us. It should propel us to rejoice in the Lord. In verse 8 of Philippians 3. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. So si Paul, siya po ay nagalak sa Panginoon dahil natutunan po niya yung surpassing worth, di ba? Hindi po natin pwedeng tumbasan, no? Yung kanyang pagkakilala sa Panginoon with regards to his achievements. So alam niyo po, pag sinabi po natin na we rejoice in the Lord, it means we value the Lord personally. We value knowing the Lord personally. Pinapahalagahan po natin yung ating personal na relasyon sa Panginoon. Yan po ang sinasabi doon. You can never rejoice in God. You can never manufacture rejoicing in the Lord kung wala po tayong personal na relasyon sa Panginoon. To have a personal relationship with God is hindi po ito lang acquaintance na hi, hello. Hindi lang po ito isang need-based friendship, di ba? Di ba meron po tayong mga ganun nakakilala? Kaibigan ka lamang pag may kailangan sa'yo. Hindi po ganun ang personal na relationship sa Panginoon. When we say we have a personal relationship with God and we value that so much, then we have that intimate connection with the Lord Himself. And that was the life of Paul. Alam nyo, you can know a lot about a person, pero we can never know that person in reality, in a personal way. Magkaiba po yun. Kilala po natin si Mayor Vico Soto. And we are so encouraged sa ginagawa po niyang programa, even in this pandemic. Kilala po ng mga tao si Mayor Vico because siya po ay may mga magulang na showbiz people, and because of them, talagang nakilala po siya, no? Sikat na sikat po yung kanyang mga magulang. In fact, lumaki po si Mayor Vico sa kids' church. But the question is, yes, kilala natin siya, pero kilala ba talaga natin siya? O kilala ba tayo ni Mayor Vico? Magkaiba po yun. We can know about a person, but do we know that person? That's why, if we value our relationship with God, let's know Him. Let's seek to please Him sa buhay po natin. Sa ating pong mga relationships, let's seek to please the Lord. Ayaw po natin nasaktan ng Panginoon dahil pinapahalagahan po natin ang ating pong relasyon sa Panginoon. Si Paul, ang kanya pong pagpapahalaga sa Panginoon ay ipinakita po niya dito sa kanyang letter, no? In fact, in verse 10 and 11 of Philippians 3, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and may share His sufferings, becoming like Him in His death, that by any means possible, I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Ganun po ka-desire, yung desire ni Paul, yung passion niya, no, yung heart niya is to know God so intimately na nais po niyang ma-experience yung power ng Diyos. The power not just to heal people, but the power that can give hope and life and encouragement. Nais ni Paul na dahil gusto niyang pahalagahan yung kanyang relationship sa Panginoon, nais niyang makilala si Lord, maging sa kanya pong suffering, no? Makabahagi din si Paul sa sufferings ng Panginoon. In other words, whatever Paul was going through in life, maybe he was going through hardships, he learned to trust in the Lord. He learned to know the Lord by trusting in the Lord, even in his suffering. He learned to cast his cares on the Lord. He learned to give thanks to God and to sacrifice this praise to the Lord. And sabi nga po ni Paul, becoming like him in his death. Gusto ni Paul na makilala si Lord, pinapahalagahan niya ang kanyang relationship sa Panginoon. When he said this, becoming like him in his death, is that a physical death? No. It's about being dead to self, dead to sin, right? Kailangan po ng self-denial. Sabi nga ni Lord, di ba? If anyone wants to follow me, he must deny himself. And that's what Paul was saying here. He wanted to know the Lord, following him, seeking to please the Lord, denying himself, even death to sin. And it says here, to attain the resurrection from the dead. Of course, there will be future resurrection, Paul is saying, but my opinion is this. He was allowing God, Lord, complete your sanctifying work in my life because I want to know you in my life. And I hope, ganun din po tayo, no? Let's value our relationship with God. Let's know Him. Not just because of acquaintance, not just because of a need, but because God calls us to know Him intimately and therefore we can rejoice. We can rejoice in the Lord. In verse 13 and verse 14 of Philippians 3, we can see here the second life-changing statement of rejoicing in the Lord. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. So the second life-changing statement is this. We rejoice in the Lord as we press on to pursue Him. We press on to pursue Him. Si Paul, ma-sense natin yung kanyang, we can say this, quote and quote, holy dissatisfaction. Hindi po siya kontento sa kanya pong relationship sa Panginoon. He kept pressing on. Every day, he would walk with God and he would always want more from the Lord. Lord, I want more of you. He wants to always continue to learn from the Lord, always growing in the Lord. He was pressing on. Alam niyo po, the pressure of life. We all know that. Di ba? The pressure of life. The pressure of life can either hinder or can either propel us to pursue the Lord and rejoice in Him. Now, my encouragement is this. When the pressure of life is on us, we press on. We press on pursuing the Lord. Let the pressure of this life propel us to press on pursuing Jesus. Alam nyo, as we pursue Jesus, we gain Him. We gain the Lord, and therefore we can rejoice in Him. I remember last week, we had our online marriage prep, and I was so encouraged to see 20 couples in that seminar online, and I remember encouraging the couples na they will not just pursue their spouse in marriage, but more importantly, they would pursue God in their marriage. They would pursue God's purpose in their marriage. They're not just getting married for the sake of getting married. I encourage them, pursue God in your marriage. And so, even in our career, kung kayo po dito, nagtatrabaho po kayo, no? May mga negosyo kayo o nag-aaral ka, di ba? Hindi mo lang ginagawa ito for the sake of career, business, or studies. You are pursuing the Lord through your career. You are pursuing the Lord through your business. You are pursuing the Lord through your studies. Yan po yung sinasabi po dito. Yung pong COVID-19, ang dami pong mga ginawa niya, no? Maybe there were many losses that people experience. But I hope that as we have pursued the Lord, even in this quarantine, we gain Him. We gain the Lord in our life. We gain more as we pursue the Lord. Amen? So, as I end this message today, I remember a story. This is a real story of a person who lives in a creative access nation. And ang pangalan po niya si Sunday. Sunday decided to learn Buddhism. So he became a Buddhist monk. And for 7 years, Sunday tried to find hope, tried to find joy, tried to find purpose in becoming a Buddhist monk. But after 7 years, his conclusion was none. He did not find the real purpose of his life. He did not find joy and hope becoming a Buddhist monk. So he left being a monk. And as he went about to look for a work, trabaho, meron pong isang missionary po na nakilala niya. And yung missionary po na to, sinairan siya ng gospel for several times. But si Sunday po kept rejecting the gospel. Until one day, sa kanya pong trabaho, Sunday, nagkaroon po ng light bulb moment. Nagkaroon po siya ng eureka moment. Nagkaroon po siya ng eureka moment. And the gospel, parati pong naiisip niya yung importance ng gospel about the righteousness of God through faith in Christ. And so, because of that revelation, nag-meet uli sila ng missionary and Sunday committed his life to Christ as his Lord and Savior. Alam niyo po, because of that decision ni Sunday, God used Sunday to reach to his families. And now all his families are following the Lord. But what is more important is this. Hindi po natumigil si Sunday doon. He pressed on to know Jesus. He pressed on to pursue Jesus in his life. And the good news is, because of his heart desire to pursue Jesus, he is now our senior pastor of that church in that nation. He has committed himself to pursue Jesus and now telling others, being used by God as a pastor, that righteousness is from God through faith in Christ. And because of that, we can live a life rejoicing in the Lord. So, let me just leave you with this statement. Because of the righteousness from God through faith in Christ, we gain Christ as we rejoice in Him. Amen? I would like to pray for all of us here in this service right now. Let's just bow our head and let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for giving us this revelation of your truth that we can rejoice in the Lord because of the righteousness that comes from you. Not the righteousness of our own, but the righteousness that comes from God. Lord, I pray for all of us here in this service. Lord, if we have been sidetracked or we have been distracted, Lord, yung pong amin pong pagpapahalaga sa inyo, sa aming relasyon sa inyo. Lord, I pray that you bring us back, align us, Lord, to that relationship with you. Lord, give us that fresh, Lord God, revelation once more to value you the most in our lives. Lord, I pray that you pour in fresh joy in our hearts to pursue you, to press on pursuing you in our lives. Thank you, Lord, that we can rejoice in you because you are our righteousness. We gain you, Lord, as we rejoice in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, maybe you are here listening to this message and you're saying, I want that righteousness that comes from God. The good news is, God is offering that righteousness to you. Just put your trust in the finished work of Christ. So right now, can I just lead you in prayer, receiving that righteousness from God? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for what you did on the cross. Thank you for your death and your resurrection. Because of what you did, you saved me from my sins. You made me righteous before God. And so I open my heart and receive that righteousness from God through you, Lord Jesus. I receive you, Jesus, as my Lord and my Savior. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. Well, God bless you. I would like to congratulate you with that decision. Please do approach us, contact us in our Facebook page here in Metro East, or even with that number flash on the screen. We would love to help you in your relationship with God. Well, God bless you. We'll see you again next Sunday.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.